Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast. I am Sam Ellard here at Seddon Park in Hamilton. I've just watched day one of England's warm-up match against a New Zealand 11. This is, of course, all ahead of the first test match next week, New Zealand versus England. Every single ball is live on Talk Sport 2, a week Thursday. All round, a good day for England. Once again, it was young Harry Brook who top scored with 97, and he looked very, very good in doing so. I'll tell you more details about what we saw today very shortly. We'll hear from the main man, Harry Brook himself. I was also joined by top cricket journalist George De Bell and spoke to an England fan who I'm sure you've heard before on this very podcast. You are listening to the Following On podcast here at Seddon Park. So just 2 days of warm-ups for England ahead of that first test match. England batted today. There was no Ben Stokes. He's not involved over the next couple of days. So it's Ollie Pope who's captaining England. It was Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley who opened. Both got starts but couldn't really push on. Crawley made 17. Ben Duckett made 32. Ollie Pope, the standing captain, came in at 3 and made 26. But then England's middle order went really well and went well quickly as they so often do. Joe Root made 77. At 4, I mentioned Harry Brook at the top. He looked magnificent as he made 97 from just 71 balls. It included 9 sixes. Once again, he looked the real deal. What 6 months it's been for him. Dan Lawrence made the most of his opportunity at number 6 with Ben Stokes not playing. He made 85 from just 55 balls. And also runs as well at number 7 from Ben Folkes, who made 57. In the end, England were bowled out for 465. They scored at just under 7 runs and over. But it was Harry Brook who top scored. He made 97. And at the end of the day's play, I spoke with the main man himself. Harry, well done. How's that out there for you today?
Yeah, good fun. It's good to be back among this group and trying to score runs.
5 sixes in a row off the young spinner. Disappointed there wasn't the 6-6 there. I was a bit frustrated.
No, if it was the last ball, I'd have been a bit more disappointed. But no, happy, and I'm happy with the way I struck it out there.
What's it like at the moment? You know, you're in such amazing form. Do you feel like, whether it's red ball, pink ball, white ball, whatever franchise league it might be, that, you know, you're on top of your game and just feeling completely on it?
Yeah, obviously I'm feeling good and I'm striking the ball probably better than I have ever done. But I'm always looking to try and improve my game. I feel like there's a few parts of my game at the minute which, for me, aren't up to scratch, and I want to try and get them better and improve on them. So, yeah, I feel good, like you say, but yeah, there's always something I can get better at.
I dread to think how many runs you're going to score when you improve certain elements of your game. What areas are they?
There's all sorts, but I'm not going to go into too much detail. We'll be here all day. I'm quite hard on myself. So
yeah, I can tell. How important are those runs there today? Because there's not, you know, there's only one more day, isn't there, of warm-up matches. Sort of going into the series, having just 2 days of actual cricket before a tour. I mean, for you as a batsman, is that enough time for you? Or have you found it maybe a little bit tough? If you didn't get runs today, you might feel a little bit out of practice?
No, definitely. I've just come back from the South Africa ODIs, so I kind of feel almost ready. Obviously, there's Kyle Jameson out there today who's potentially going to be in the 11 to start, which was nice to have a little bit of a go against him, because I've never faced him I've watched him, but I've never seen anything out the front before. So to go out there and face a little bit of him was good. Was good practice. But yeah, there's nothing better than time out in the middle. So you can bat as much as you want in the nets, but the pressure out in the middle, whether it be a practice game or a test match, is second to none to the nets. So.
And just looking back on the last 6 months for you, I mean, it probably couldn't have gone any better, could it? Coming into the test team, winning a World Cup, you know, the IPL contract. I mean, can you sort of believe? Have you had time to take it all in, sort of enjoy everything that you've achieved over the past couple of months? It's been a whirlwind kind of 6 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been so busy as well, which I probably haven't taken it all in so much. Maybe in a few years I'll be able to look back and think, well, I appreciate the year now, but in a few years I definitely know that I'll be looking back and thinking, wow, that's a phenomenal year. So it's something nobody can ever take away from me, having that World Cup medal, and it's hopefully I can get a couple more.
Have you seen your mates at all? Have you still got friends? Are you still hanging out? Have you got time to see them?
I went back actually for a week after the World Cup and managed to get a couple of mates down for a golf trip. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, spent
good
a bit
fun?
Of time with them. Yeah, absolutely. Always good.
How many jokes were there from mates being like, oh, next round was on you after the IPL contract? You must be sick and tired of jokes like that, no?
I think that's why they came down, because they knew he was going to be on the house.
Were you generous?
No, I'm a tight Yorkshireman, aren't I?
So you can't be tight anymore, no?
I can't pay for too much, otherwise, tight Yorkshireman comes out.
Oh, Darren Goff's a good friend of ours at TalkSport, so we know all about tight Yorkshireman. But on that IPL contract, I mean, when you were sort of, you know, when that was happening and playing in front of your eyes, I mean, could you believe what was happening? Were you watching the auction as it went on?
Yeah, it was. I was actually out for breakfast with a couple of family members, and I couldn't find the stream anywhere. I rang my manager and a few people from the company, and they couldn't find the stream anywhere either. So one of the lads, Matty Fisher, who plays at Yorkshire, he managed to FaceTime me. And I was watching it on his TV whilst it was on. So it was a bit blurry, but I was asking him plenty of questions, how much it was and whatnot. But no, yeah, it was a very good day for me and my family.
This test series for New Zealand, what challenges can England expect over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, good question. They're a very good test side, aren't they? They're still the test champions.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're definitely the team to beat at the minute, and they've got a lot of good players. There's going to be all sorts of challenges coming our way. Bowling-wise, they're going to hit us hard, I'm sure. And like I say, they're a very good side, and hopefully we can put our best outfit on.
Yeah. Some year, by the way, isn't it, as well, to be an England cricketer, and obviously got the IPL, but then, I mean, an Ashes series and a 50-over World Cup. In terms of, you know, years, they don't really come much more exciting than that, do they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have said last year was my best year, but hopefully I can make this year my best year. So, yeah, hopefully I can hit the ground running this year and carry on my good form.
Yeah, that's Harry Brook, a very happy, confident, smiling young man who is living his best life. What a 6 months it has been for Harry Brook. And I'm delighted to say another man living his best life, without a shadow of a doubt, is top cricket writer George DeBell. George, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Nice to be here.
Good. Thank you for speaking. By the way, before we talk about cricket, did you have some problems on your way over to New Zealand within regards to your luggage? Did it get lost or something? Or have I made that up completely?
Yeah, I don't have it yet. So I've been without it for a week.
You still haven't got your luggage?
No, but it's turned up today. It's in Singapore or Melbourne or somewhere. But it's safe, okay. I know, at this stage, but I don't have it.
So are you literally wearing the same outfit, or have you been shopping?
I have been shopping a few times. Yeah. Well, because I didn't want to buy lots and lots of new stuff, because I kept thinking it would turn up the next day.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, thanks. I have bought lots of shower gel and new boxer shorts. But thanks for inquiring. Yeah.
No, just making sure. You should get brought some of my clothes if you wanted to, you know.
Thank you.
Harry Brook, 97 today, looked good. Just thinking of players that have come into an England setup and looked as good and as comfortable as quickly as he has. I know Joffrey did okay, didn't he, early on? But can you think of many batsmen that have looked as good as him and as quickly as him in recent years?
Well, he's probably the best since Joe Root, isn't he? And Joe Root might be the best England batter there's ever been, so it's pretty high praise. Look, Gary Balance came in and did really well. I don't know if you remember, but he got 300s, I think, in his first 10 tests. He did very, very well. But Harry Brook looks the real thing. Look, their opposition today isn't the best. But there's one super bowler in this New Zealand side, and he flayed him for this front foot six, Carl Jameson, that is. And he looks absolutely fantastic player with the world at his feet at the moment. But let's see, I don't want to put too much pressure on him.
Yeah. I mean, you would have seen loads of players in the years come into the team and look good and maybe not live up to all that hype. Do you worry, given that he's played so much cricket, you know, franchise leagues, white ball, red ball, he's going to the IPL, big contracts. Do you worry that, you know, all this is potentially coming too soon for him, or do you think that he's ready for the big time and the big bucks?
I think he's loving it. Mm. Yeah, I think he's just really relaxed and enjoyed it. And, you know, he did take a month off a few weeks ago. He did miss the South African franchise tournament. I thought that was wise. But I don't think it looks as if he's working or under pressure. I think it looks like he's having the time of his life. So, yeah, you're right. He's got a lot on. You would think he's an all-format player. He's wanted by every franchise league. He's got to go to the IPL. That's life-changing money, 1.3 million. You know, but, yeah, they're going to have to keep an eye on him. But I think it's quite a wise, benevolent England environment now. And I think they will look after him.
On this warm-up, before we talk about what we've seen today, there's been a bit of talk, some journalists perhaps surprised, that it's supposed to be 4 days of practice before the first test. It's just now going to be two. Does that surprise you a little bit? Or do you just think, do you know what, this sort of laid-back, turn-up-when-you-want nature has worked for England over the last 6 months. Let them just do what they're doing. Or do you think there's maybe 2 days of red ball cricket or pinball cricket even? It's potentially a bit risky?
So 6 months ago, I'd have said yes.
Yeah.
And they keep proving me wrong. I wouldn't have thought it was possible to play how this England team play and for it to be as successful as it had. But, you know, you only have to go back a year, Sam, and we were in the Caribbean. England won one test in 17. They were playing timid, miserable cricket, and it was taking them nowhere. And since Ben Stokes in particular has come in and taken over, they've been playing joyous cricket, and they keep winning. Mm. So if that's what they think, and they stick to it, and they're true to it, fantastic. I mean, look how many runs they've scored. I have to say, while we've been talking, this New Zealand side have dropped another catch. I mean, they are. You know, do have to put in perspective, they're really quite bad at cricket.
Well, some of them are,
which is a bad thing if you're making your job as a cricketer.
Yes.
But you know, some of them are, it'd be fairer to say they're as green as the outfield. They're very young and very inexperienced.
Does the top seven, I think we think the top seven probably much picks itself. Is tomorrow then the bowling day a bit more important than the batting day? Are more places up for grabs, do you think, in terms of who the three seamers are for the first test match? Is that fair, George?
No, I think they know. I think Anderson, Broad and Robinson play, don't they? I mean, what does Jimmy Anderson have to do to not be selected? You know? So, I think that they just need to get the overs into the legs that they think puts them in optimum condition going into the test. I expect they'll play Jack Leach as the spinner. I think they know the team. That's not a bad thing. And you've got to have reserves. You know, we were here a few years ago and Josh Butler, I think, hurt his back.
Ollie Pope kept.
Ollie Pope kept. And Zach Crawley came into the side for the first time. So, you know, things happen, don't they? Unexpected stuff happens. But I think they know what they're doing. And they look as if they're confident, united, having fun. I mean, there's a lot to like about what England are doing right now. So, look, am I surprised? This wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. You know, a two-day warm-up game, those days off playing golf or optional practice. It wouldn't have happened. But, you know, they're changing the game all the time, and it is working. So I think, you know, you've got to give them the opportunity to do things the way they want to do it and just give them credit for the progress they've made so far.
I should also say today that Dan Lawrence very much took his opportunity today. He looked good, didn't he? Did you like what you saw from him?
Yeah, I thought, you know, all those middle-order players. Look, if England have an issue, it's that they have too many middle-order players and they're not absolutely sure about the openers at this stage. But it is a lot more difficult to open the batting. But yeah, Dan Lawrence looked really good. I think he'll probably have to wait for his opportunity. But Ben Foulkes looked good and Joe Root looked fantastic, didn't he? So they'll feel they've taken a bit out of it, but, you know, we do have to say again, the standard is going to go up a lot next week. But sometimes these New Zealand wickets are like this. They are quite slow, quite flat. And the way England play, I think we've seen today, the fielding side look a bit demoralised. You know, because when you go for 7.5, 8 and over, and they went at 7.9 and over between lunch and tea, that is quite shocking. And you see heads drop. And you see the fielding start to flag. And we've seen it happen quite a lot in the last few months. So It's going to be really, really good fun to see how England and New Zealand fare off against each other, because last time England were here, obviously New Zealand won, and England didn't have any answer to that sort of cricket that they were playing. So it's a completely different England side, though.
One final question, just for you as a journalist, been doing this job for many, many years. What's it been like just covering this England team for the last 6 months? Because you went from one test win in 17 to an England team that are pretty much winning every match and doing it in the most incredible fashion. I mean, can you believe what you've seen over the last year?
No, not really. But it goes back a bit longer than that, because England won two World Cups. Sure. You know, so that 2015 World Cup was almost embarrassingly bad for England. And it was kind of depressing to watch them. But I thank God, really, all the time that I'm reporting cricket in the era of Ben Stokes, because he's made the impossible happen so often, and it's such fun to watch him. And he's such an obvious leader. The team are following him. They're playing the most fun cricket. They're leading the way in world cricket right now. And you wouldn't have said that about England very often in their entire history. So, you know, we've seen them win a World Cup in the last few months. These are a big deal. And there's a year in front of us, you know, with an Ashes and then an India tour and another World Cup. Yeah. There's so much to look forward to. So, it's an absolute joy. And it can't last forever. So, you know, we've got to make the most of it, yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
That's George DeBell, top man, top journalist, speaking with me here in Hamilton. So it was day one of this match, and I've got to say it is a magnificent ground here in Hamilton. Right now, as I recall this, the floodlights are on, the sun has gone in, the clouds are darkening. It really is a picturesque ground. There are two massive grass banks. I'd say maybe the highest capacity throughout the day was maybe around 200 fans that were in. But what I thought was magnificent and why these days are so special is that anyone can come in and you haven't got to pay a single penny. And where the England team were sat today, just outside their change room area, literally there is a tiny barrier that stops them or keeps them the other side of England fans, who literally can just come in and sit next to their heroes, chat to their heroes, get a couple of pictures with them, even during the lunch break or the dinner break even. Ben Stokes was out in the middle having a bowl. Brendan McCullum, Jack Leach was there too. And fans were able to literally get up close and personal, watch their heroes in action, have a chat with them. There was one great moment during the longer break where Pope, Root, were having a run around the outfield. There were a couple of young kids joining in with them. It really is a great field today. Great to see the players and fans mingling. And I managed to catch up with one fan. He goes by the name of Tiny. His name is Rich. He's a member of the Barmy Army. He goes on all the tours. And during the day, I caught up with him.
And here at Seddon Park, mid-afternoon, I reckon there are about, what should we say, 20 England supporters who have made the trip out here a little bit earlier than the rest. And of course, the one man who is here, he wants to go by the name of Tiny. His name is Rich. Rich, you're probably the Barmy Army's biggest and most loyal supporter, aren't you? You're here nice and early, my friend, aren't you? Nice and early. Goodness me, 10 days till the first Test match.
you've got to come out and enjoy everything that New Zealand's got to offer, aren't you? And obviously with the time difference, 13 hours is a bit... try and get yourself into the swing of things before you get into the Test matches. So, yeah, just come out and support the lads.
First time in New Zealand?
Very first time in New Zealand.
A lot of people that have done a lot of England tours, they say New Zealand, hands down, the best tour to do as an England fan.
For the short time that I've been here, it's... Yeah, they're lovely, lovely people. It's very much like home. It kind of reminds me, we drove down from Auckland yesterday, and it kind of reminds you a bit of home with the green scenery. I mean, obviously, we haven't got the valleys.
This is an unbelievable ground, by the way, for a warm-up game, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I think they played last tour here, and it was washed out, I think, come the end. Yeah. We should have won, but... Yeah, I mean, everyone's happy for your beer. I mean, they haven't charged us to get in today. They could have charged us, but they haven't. So it's great, really. It's great. It's a great place.
And do you know what I was thinking as I'm sat up there doing my reports into TalkSport? You're absolutely right. If you're an England fan, you can turn up here for free. And where you're sat right now on the grass bank, you are 10 feet away from every single England player. And I'm sure if you ask nicely, you could get a handshake and a picture, couldn't you? I mean, the access is fantastic. You wouldn't get this in a pre-season football tour, would you? It's impossible, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, I've always said the England boys are very, very accommodating. They're happy. In fact, they're... I'm trying to find the right words, to be honest with you. They're really, really happy for everyone to come out. That they'll engage with you. If sometimes they're busy training and you don't really want to bother them. Yeah. But if you ask for them, anyone here, if they ask them for a picture, they'd be straight there every single time. And they even joined in with Jerusalem this morning.
How many of you were doing Jerusalem this morning?
Four of us.
I saw Ben Stokes gave you a round of applause, though. Okay, you got a round of applause.
I know. Well, they love it, don't they? They love it.
Is there a little bit of disappointment that this was supposed to be 4 warm-up days? It's only been now 2 warm-up days. Is there a little bit of disappointment? Do you think some England fans coming out here expecting to catch a couple of days of warm-up action, are they going to be a bit disappointed? Potentially?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I mean, we're slightly disappointed, but we've managed to change our plans now, and there's so much to do in New Zealand, so many beautiful places to visit, so we've just changed our plans and gone on and go do something else. So it's not a problem.
You're England home and away, aren't you? You've been there through some good times, and let's be honest, over the past couple of years, you'd have been there through some pretty tough times. How enjoyable has it been for you over the past year turning up and watching this England team do some pretty ridiculous things?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just... I mean, I got goosebumps with you just saying that, to be honest with you. What the brand of cricket that we're playing now is... It's unbelievable to me, to be honest with you. Where we were, it had to change from what was happening. And Brendan McCullough, I hate the word Bazball, but everyone's going to say it. We're playing Test match cricket like ODI cricket. And to save Test match cricket, because it's only going to be 4 teams in a minute, that I think, we need to save it. We need to entertain, and that's what the boys want to do. They want to entertain us, and that's what they're doing. Joe Root's playing reverse sweeps off one of our quick bowlers here at the moment. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Well, here's hopefully to another good couple of weeks, right? Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you out and about, have a couple of beers and watch some good cricket in the sun, eh, Tony?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, that's Rich, also known as Tiny, a top man, a member of the Barmy Army. He goes on all of the tours. I'm sure you've heard him on this podcast before. And I'm sure if you see his face, you would have seen him on TV before. But one thing is for certain, there will be many, many more England fans coming to New Zealand over the course of the next couple of weeks. So after day one, England bowled out for 465. Reminder, it is Harry Brook who top scored with 97. Tomorrow, England will bowl. And I'll be back here for day two with updates on TalkSport. And there will be another following on podcast following the close of play tomorrow. And just a reminder, every single ball of the series between New Zealand and England is live on TalkSport 2. It gets going a week Thursday, and we cannot wait to bring it to you. This has been the Following On Podcast.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.